Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more, slow-cooked over a wood-fired smoker. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And from Common Ground Food Co-op, now at Lincoln Square Mall, featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. Learn more on their website at www.commonground.coop.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, In My Backyard. In part two of her series on food and love, Lisa Brock learns how bread, specifically sourdough, brought two people together.
Farmers markets seem to be one of the places to casually run into people, and no wonder. Markets happen under usually sunny skies with lots of food as scenery, people in good moods abound. I like to call it the meat market. In part one of this series on food and love, Hunter and Debbie's meeting took place over broccoli. In the story I'm about to tell you, it wasn't broccoli. It was bread, sourdough bread. Dushan and Carissa Katic's first meeting comes across as a total stereotype, something you might see in a romantic comedy on the big screen. I'll set the scene. Handsome young man is working behind one of the many tables at Urbana's Market at the Square, the Saturday farmer's market in Urbana, Illinois, when suddenly...
I was working for Picara at that time, and I just wanted to get out. You know, I've been hiding in a cave the whole time as a baker. And so I went out there, and I've been doing this farmer's markets this whole time. And it was real nice. You saw lots of people, lots of girls, lots of guys. Friends would be coming over. You'd be able to talk to them. And one day, this girl comes up and asks me a question. She's like, how do you do your sourdough? And she had these big blue eyes. I was like, whoa. And she had this really nice white dress. So I answered the question, and she was, you know, said, you know, thanks. And I said, hey, by the way, nice dress. And she blushed.
That line about the sourdough, though, it wasn't a line. Carissa was working with her family at the family business. They own Curtis Orchard in Champaign, Illinois, but was also pursuing a separate endeavor outside of work, perfecting sourdough bread.
Then on the side, I really wanted to learn how to make bread. I'd read a book or two, and I was just like, this looks so fascinating, especially the sourdough. So I was trying to do the starter, first of all, because to do a sourdough, you have to have the starter. But it was not working. It would die. It would just turn out tasting really funny, smelling really funny. So I was like, I have to see somebody do it. I have to hear, you know, ask my questions or bring it or, you know, get some troubleshooting advice. And so then I don't even remember who it was. Just one of my friends was like, go to the farmer's market. That's where you find all the good quality foods. You know, you're going to find somebody there. There's a baker. Go talk to him.
The sourdough Q&A brought about an eventual meeting between the two at Picara's Bakehouse for a sourdough demonstration by Dushan. He had started baking by accident while in the military overseas and found he had a serious knack for it. Anyway, Dushan ended up giving her some of his sourdough starter, and it was on. Theirs was a fairly traditional courtship, not unlike the breads they now produce together, with Dushan getting permission from Carissa's dad before he asked her to marry him, a trip overseas to meet Dushan's family, a wedding, and, less than a year later, a baby. They didn't start their own business right away, though. Despite his passion for bread, Dushan was considering becoming a PhD candidate in philosophy at the University of Illinois. Then they weighed their options.
If you get into this school, you're going to make, you know, so much amount of money, maybe 17 grand. But we also really want to start a family. Are we going to be able to do this? Are we going to be able to support a family while you're going to grad school? Well, you'll be working at Picara part-time, so we'll figure this out. Well, what if I don't get into philosophy school? What then? So we started coming up with different ideas, and one of the things that we saw was farmers markets were profitable. He knew from working in the farmers market that it was a good way to go. And so what we did is we made a deal with Seika, who owns Picara, to rent her ovens and then go find our own markets and start selling our own line of breads.
As it turns out, Dushan didn't get into grad school, but I'm not sure school would have won, even if he had. Part of what keeps Dushan and Carissa together is their incredibly strong work ethic, their mutual belief in locally produced food, and an endless passion for providing superior European-style breads and pastries to the Bloomington, Normal, and Peoria areas and to the occasional CSA closer to Urbana-Champaign. Dushan told a story about how, when he was starting to learn more complicated techniques, a batch of croissants didn't turn out the way they were supposed to, and he couldn't sleep. He got up and trawled the internet, looking for solutions into the wee hours. A bite into a recent Duchamp-produced croissant indicates he's solved the problem. Family and tradition are really important to both of them, too. Both of them grew up in family businesses, have family members helping them with certain aspects of their current business. Duchamp's mom loves working the farmers markets, and they deeply enjoy working long hours with each other.
I wouldn't want to work with anybody else. You know, her and I, even when we're working, we're still, it's like, what are you thinking about? What do you think about this? So, I talked to this baker and it's so cool. And we're both, and it's great. We're both very passionate about the exact same thing. We have a very strong functional relationship thanks to about 2-3 years of working together. And it's fun.
The plan for Cottage Breads is to move up to Aurora to take over part of Duchamp's parents' furniture warehouse and turn it into a bakehouse, where they can eventually take on apprentice couples who want to do the same thing. Food and love are what propel them forward.
And that's what's been driving us this whole time. It's just this love for food.
For In My Backyard, this is Lisa Braltz.